Today's shiur is Masechet Bava Metzia Daf Nun Gimel, and we will begin on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom. Gufa Amechizkiya, Maisi Sheni Shem B'Sheva Pruta. We learned at the end of yesterday's shiur, Chizkiya's opinion regarding Maisi Sheni. Where Chizkiya taught us that if you have Maisi Sheni produce that doesn't have even the value of a pruta, and now we need to redeem that Maisi Sheni. So, if we bring a coin that's a pruta, that's not going to be a valid redemption because the coin is worth much more than the maaser. So what do we do? Omer, hu v'chumshe mechula amas harishoynes. What we do, and again, this is how it came into the sugya, Chizkiya's opinion is whenever somebody redeems maaser sheni, he does it with a generous perspective. And because he does it with a generous perspective, there's really usually some room left over in the coin that he used to redeem the Maisa Shani. And that leftover room is what he'll use for this Maisa Shani produce that he now has that isn't worth a pruta. The Rishonim seem to indicate the different opinions that this entire obligation to take off, to redeem Maisa Shani, that isn't even worth a pruta, is only midrabanan. Midaraisa, if it's not worth a pruta, it isn't meaningful. Other Rishonim want to distinguish between a situation where you started with a large amount of produce and you separated from that produce maisa sheni that isn't worth a pruta, where there is a chi of daraisa, versus where you started off only with a small amount that isn't worth a pruta, where there is no chiv deraisa, or maybe no chiv at all. So again, Chizkiya says, Maisa sheni she'en v'shava pruta, oima hu v'cham shay, because when an owner is redeeming Maisa sheni, he has to add a fifth, as we'll discuss in tomorrow's shir, mechulo amas harishoynes, should be redeemed on the leftover of a coin that we already used. Why can we do that? Because l'fishi efshalo la'odom l'tzamtzim ha'isav. We can be confident that there is always leftover in a coin that was previously used. People, when it comes to redeeming Maisa Sheni, are not stingy. Meisvei, ask the Gemara, it says in a Mishnah, in Masechta Bikurim, Hatshuma v'Bikurim, Chayavin ala Misa. If a zor eats truma b'mezid, his chay misa b'day shemayim. The chaymish, if he eats truma b'shoigig, he has to pay keren and add a chaymish. Vasur, in the Rishonim point out, that's only in a case where Yisrael eats truma. But let's say a kohen eats truma when he's tamei, that the halach is a kohen whose tamei may not eat truma, there is no din that you have to add a chaymish. Vasurim lazarim, the halach is that truma may not be eaten to Zorim. So Rishonim, Tosfos, other Rishonim, are very bothered with the obvious question. If we just said that somebody who eats Truma, is Chayiv, Misa B'dei Shemayim, B'mezid, or Chaymish, so it's obvious that it's a Surah L'Zorim. Why does the Mishnah have to mention again that it's a Surah L'Zorim? So I saw there are many different answers. One answer is, because as we will continue learning, the purpose of this Mishnah is to contrast the din of Truma Bikurim versus Maiser. And to show us, Truma Bikurim may not be eaten by Zorim. Maiser Sheni Kelechatchila be eaten by Zorim in Yerushalayim. Another teretz is to teach us that a Zor is not allowed to even eat a Chotzi Shir of Truma, less than a Kazayis, which of course opens up a question. Why would I treat Truma different than anything else? The Chatzis Shir is always Osir. Why should Truma be treated differently? So Mefarshim explained, because since Truma is unique, that there are special rules, only Kohanim can eat it, but Kohanim can eat it, others can't eat it, so maybe it should have different rules than all other Macholos Asuras. Something not kosher, no one is allowed to eat. That's why the Mishnah says that Chatzis Shir of Truma is Osir. Another pshat I saw is to teach us that truma, even when it's truma tameya, is asur lazarim. We think maybe if it's tamei, a zar is allowed to eat it. Teaches us that it's asur lazarim. Another pshat that I saw is that we said a moment ago, if a zar ate truma, so he has to give a keren v'chaymish, and the chaymish gets the status of truma to the degree that just like actual truma may not be eaten lazarim, even that chaymish may not be eaten to zarim. Another pshat that we'll quote is to teach us that a kahenis, a bas kayin, who marries a Yisrael, is treated like a Yisrael, she's treated like a Zohar, and even the previous to her marriage, she was allowed to eat Truma, Yisrael Zohar, now she may not eat Truma. They considered the property of a Kayin, that a Kayin could use it even to be Mekadosh Nisha, to marry a wife. Unlike Meiser, which cannot be used, Lekadosh Isha. Most Rishonim explain that this Mishnah is following the opinion of Rameya. We've quoted previously the Machloikus of Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, if Meiser is considered Mammon Gevoya, that belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, or Mammon Hedjit. And this Mishnah is following the opinion of Ramei that's Mammon Gevoya. And since Meiser is Mammon Gevoya, you can't use it to marry a woman. It's not your money. Other Rishonim want to suggest that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that considers Meiser Mammon Hedjit, that doesn't mean it can be used for anything. And there are limited uses that you could use it for, and now using it for Kedushin is not one of them. For Oilin, Bechad Meya. The halacha is, normally we know for Bittel, that's a din of Reiv, or Shishim. Here the halacha is that if Truma falls into a mixture of Chulin, it's only Bittel if you have a 100-to-1 ratio. The Rishonim explain that this din that you need the 100-to-1 ratio is midrabanan. Midraisa, it's not a din deraisa. Perhaps we'll offer a proof to that point in a moment. V'tunim rechitzus yadayim, you have to wash your hands before you touch truma. And as Tosus points out, by meiser, you only have to wash your hand before you eat the meiser sheni. But let's say someone's just going to touch Meiser Sheni, doesn't have to wash his hands. Not only does he not have to wash his hands, he ought not to wash his hands. Harehu migase haruach. For truma, even just touching it, you should wash your hands. For harev shemesh. And similarly, if somebody was tamei and he went to the mikveh, he can't eat truma, the koyin, until he has harev shemesh. Unlike Meiser, if you're tamei, if you go to the mikveh, you're fine. Harehu b'truma b'kurim. These dinim apply by Trum Bikurim, Masha'enke b'maisa b'napa maisa. Ask the Gemara, we're contrasting the rules of Trum and Bikurim versus maisa. My Masha'enke b'maisa, what does that mean? That Truma, you need the 100-to-1 ratio. La mechlal, the maisa, b'atul beruva. Maisa, you won't need the 100-to-1 ratio. Most Rishonim explain, you'll need only shishim. You'll need 60. Now ask the Gemara. Vim Isa, if what we're learning from Chizkiya, Vim Isa the Chizkiya, if we're learning what Chizkiya taught us, that any situation of Maisa Sheni, we have a way of redeeming by taking the coin that was previously used, why could Maisa ever be bottled? Isn't this a situation of a Dovashesh Lamatirim? The Chodovashesh Lamatirim, I feel elfle bottle. The halach is that something that will eventually become mutter, the halach is we don't apply the concept of the bittel. The classical example is the Gemara at the beginning of Masech the Beya. The Gemara says, Beya shnol de b'yontif. If an egg was hatched on yontif, it's muksa. What would be the halacha if that egg gets mixed up with many other eggs that are not muksa? So it should be bottle. But the Gemara says, it's a Dovashesh L'Matirim, because after Shabbos, after Yontif, there's no more Muksa, and therefore we don't rely on Bittel. Dovashesh L'Matirim, we wait for to have no Shaila. And that's Rashi's approach to Dovashesh L'Matirim. Rashi's approach to Dovashesh L'Matirim is, Atcha Techlena Be'Isser Techlena Be'Heter. Why have Shailas? Wait until there won't be any Shaila. And therefore the Gemara's question is, why does the Mishnah seem to indicate that there's a din of bittel by Maisa Sheni is a Dovashesh L'Matirim, and we should wait to do Chizkiya's approach and not rely on bittel. The Ran has a different explanation why Dovashesh L'Matirim is not bottled. The Ran's explanation is because the davar sheyesh lematirin is very similar to min b'minoy, to two like substances. And aloch is, as far as hechus bittel is, min b'she'eino minoy, two unlike substances could become bottle, not by min b'minoy. The Rishonim go on to prove from this Gemara that there is no difference by a davar sheyesh lematirin versus min b'minoy versus min she'eino minoy, because the Gemara could have given that answer. Then maybe here we're referring to the situation min she'eino minoy. The fact that the Gemara doesn't give that answer is a proof that davar sheyesh lematirin applies in all circumstances. Furthermore, I saw the Paiskim say how far we take this concept of davar sheyesh lematirin. Let's say we'll have the following situation, going back to our example. We have this egg, shenol gabiyontif, that got mixed up with your other eggs, and we're saying that since it's davar sheyesh lematirin, you're not allowed to eat any of the eggs. Now, one of the eggs separates itself from that mixture. So now we have a situation of kol d'parish meruba parish. So we have two things here. Number one, it was bottle. And number two, it's a situation of kol d'parish meruba parish. The concept, say the Paiskim, of davar sheyesh lematirin is so strong that we don't apply it here, and we still won't rely on kol d'parish because it's davar sheyesh lematirin. Tosfos, the other Rishonim, asked the obvious question. Rashi, Tosfos, asked the obvious question. Why is the Gemara saying that Maisa Sheni should be considered davar sheyesh lematirin because we could employ Chizkiyah's technique? The Gemara should have said an easier answer. Maisa Sheni is always a davar sheyesh lematirin because I could take it up to Yerushalayim and eat the entire mixture in Yerushalayim. And therefore, it's a davar sheyesh lematirin. What does the Gemara have to bring in Chizkiyah? So Rashi answers, because we're talking about Maisa Sheni that's Tamei. Maisa Sheni that's Tamei, you can't eat in Yerushalayim either. And therefore, the Gemara doesn't mention the Gemara's question specifically according to Chizkiyah. Chizkiyah's approach of being able to redeem it doesn't make a difference of Maisa Sheni that's Tamei or Tahar. That's one Teretz. Tosfos says, very bechiddish, Tosfos says that the halacha is that most produce wasn't, not the halach, the metzias. The fact was, most produce wasn't taken to Yerushalayim. Where do we say davar sheyesh lematirin? Where that is something that is expected. Sunday is going to come after Shabbos, so it's not going to be muksa after Shabbos. But to tell you to have to take it to Yerushalayim, that they didn't do. And you don't have, then you don't employ the concept of davar sheyesh lematirin. The Ramban has a different version, similar to what Tosfos is saying. It's only if it's oymid l'kach. That's what we expect to happen. If we don't expect this to happen, then it can't be considered a davar sheyesh lematirin. Tosfos asks, both on Truma and on Meiser, why are we considering to rely on Bittel? Why don't we say davar sheyesh lematirin? Because as we've said many times, identifying something as Truma, identifying something as Meiser is like a nether. And we know it could be shayl on a nether. We could retract the nether. So why don't we say that it's a davar sheyesh lematirin because it could have been shayl on this entire afrasha? So Tosfos says two terutzim. One Tosfos says, specifically about a truma, it's referring to a situation where I already gave the truma to the kayin. I can't be shayl on it anymore when it's no longer my possession. Another Tosfos says, and this is very similar to what we said a moment ago, where do we say davar sheyesh lematirin? Where it's natural and to be expected for something to happen. Meiser is taken to Yerushalayim. But maybe. Tosfos says even that not. But to be shoyl on your hafrasha, to be shoyl on your meiser, to be shoyl on your truma, that's not what the halacha wants you to do. It's not really what you ought to do. And there you don't apply the concept of davar sheyesh lematirin because you could theoretically do it. We spoke so much halacha, I'll tell you a nice drushvart. The Chasam Sofer asks a question. The Chasam Sofer asks, the Medrash says that Los Lavoi, after Mashiach comes, Chazir is going to be a kosher species. And in fact, that's why it's called Chazir. It's going to return, Lashon Chazoro, it's going to return to be a kosher animal. So he says, if so, why is Chazir, if we have a drop of Chazir that falls into food, potl, it should be Davar Sheyesh L'Matirim, because Mitzvah Shem Mashiach's at the doorsteps, Halavai, and Mashiach's coming, and the Chazer is going to be Mutter. So we should never be able to be Mevatel any Chazer product. Says the Chasam Sofer, when we say that when Mashiach comes, when the Medrash says that when Mashiach comes, Chazer will be kosher, it's not that the Chazer that we have now will be kosher. There will be a new Chazer, and that Chazer is going to be a kosher Chazer. In other words, what the Chasam Sofer is saying is not that all the pigs that exist in the world now, Mashiach comes and all of a sudden they become kosher. Those pigs will remain treif. The new pigs will be kosher. And so those old pigs remain treif, and therefore they're not considered Davar Sheyesh L'Matirim. There'll be new chazer. Says the Gemara. So, the Gemara's question, back to our sugya, is that how do we say that Meiser should be bottled? How can Meiser be bottled? It's a Davar Sheyesh L'Matirim. Vim Isa, the Chizkiah asked the Gemara, if what we're learning from Chizkiah is correct, Havalei Davar Sheyesh L'Matirim, Maisa is a Davar Sheyesh L'Matirim, and we know what a halach is, the call of Davar Sheyesh L'Matirim, afil be'elef le'botel. Ask the Gemara, Mamai, who tells you to understand the Mishnah to say, the mash ain't came b'maisa? Whereas Truma requires the 100-to-1 ratio, Maisa will require only Roiv, 60-to-1, Dilma, maybe the way to understand the Mishnah, specifically because of what we're learning, the Mishnah is teaching us, lo batel klal. Truma has a 100-to-1 ratio. Meiser, indeed, doesn't become batel because it's a Davar Sheyesh L'Matirim. Says the Gemara, le'matzis amet haki. Because it does, says the Gemara, that isn't pshat of the Mishnah. Because legavit truma, what is the point of that Mishnah? The Mishnah, says the Gemara's point is, chumra Truma Katani, to teach us different chumras that Truma has that other halachas don't have. Kula the Truma, like Tani. And if the halacha would be that Truma is bottle in a 100-to-1 situation, Meiser is never bottle, so it turns out the Meiser is more chumra than Truma, which is the opposite of our goal in that Mishnah. So the Gemara, this teretz doesn't work. Voktani behein nechsekayin. The truma, as we explained earlier, can be used to be Mekadosh and Isha, and Maisa can't. So we see that the Mishnah is not only teaching us chumras of truma, we see that the Mishnah is teaching us kulas of chumra of truma also. So again, maybe shot in the Mishnah is that Maisa is never bottle, and truma is bottle, albeit in a 100-to-1 ratio. It doesn't make sense to say the mice is not bottle. The Tanya Behedra, because there's an explicit brisa, mice is sheni, bottle meruba. The mice is sheni is bottle b'shishim, or be'ezer mice is sheni amru. What situation? The mice is sheni b'sheva pruta, v'shenichnas l'ushalayim v'yotza. I'm not going to explain it now. We'll explain it in Amud Beis. The Gemara explains this brisa. So now the Gemara comes back to its original question. Then Isla the Cheskia, if Cheskia's rule is correct, that Maisa Sheni, we could always redeem, why is Maisa Sheni ever bottled? Le'evedlei le'decheskia. Why don't we employ Cheskia's technique? V'nechalei, amayis harishaynis, we should take money and use it that we already used to be paid the Maisa Sheni. Answers the Gemara. We're referring to situation Loy Park. I don't have any such coin. What is the entire process, procedure that Chizkiah teaches us? He teaches us that we have a coin that we already previously used. I don't have such a coin. So I can't, it's not Davar Sheyesh L'Matirim, I don't have such a coin. Ask the Gemara. V'naisi, a different approach. V'naisa maisa de islay, v'nitztarfinu. The Gemara's question is, you could understand that a person doesn't have a coin. Maybe. But how could we understand that a person doesn't have food, that they lived in agricultural society, that he's going to have to be paida? So let's take some of the fruit that we already have, combine it with this fruit that became mixed up with other thing, and together be paid it. So the Rishayim ask, this question has nothing to do with Chizkiah. The Miri makes this point. If the Gemara is offering a solution of combining fruit that you ready, that has the chiyuv with this fruit, why is it? Why is it, it has to do with chizkiyah? It's a good idea anyway. So the Miri answers this question in a very fundamental way. Chizkiyah has taught us, says the Miri, that he's looking for ways and he makes it easy for us to redeem Ma'aseh Sheni. That's obvious Chizkiyah's attitude, Chizkiyah's approach to Ma'aseh. So this should be, according to Chizkiyah, a valid approach. Answers the Gemara, the Raisa or the Rabbanon Loim Mitztarfi. The way most Rishonim explain the Gemara is as follows. Although we've learned that a Dovah Sheish L'Matirim is Loi Bottle, doesn't become Bottle, that's only Midrabonin. It's a special Chumra Midrabonin. Midaraisa, there is no concept of Dovah Sheish L'Matirim. So let's think about this situation. We have produce that's real Maisa Sheini. Real Maisa Sheini Midaraisa. And then we have produce that got mixed up and is only considered Ma'aseh Sheni because there's a Drabonin Degedin, there's a Drabonin Degedin that you Dov Sheish L'Matirim Loi Bottle. Says the Gemara, to combine those two types of Ma'aseh together, we don't combine a Deraisa and Drabonin. And therefore, this is not a valid approach. Interestingly, I saw the Paiskim, the Sefer Shalos HaTshuvos, Torah L'Shma, uses this concept for an interesting question. It's a common question. The question is, let's say you have a beged, a garment that you want to put tzitzis on, and it isn't a wool or linen beged. It's a combination of a beged that's made out of wool and a synthetic material. It could well be that that is less obligated in tzitzis than a purely synthetic beged. Because a purely synthetic beged is not mechuyev midaraisa, but it's mechuyev midrabanan, if it's not wool or linen. But if it's a combination, our Gemara just taught us that we don't combine the raisa and the rabanan diga chiyuvim. The raisa, the rabanan, loy mitztarfi. So the Gemara asks a different question. V'naisa demay, demay. Maybe, why don't we bring demay? What is demay? Demay, we know, is fruit that's bought, produce that's bought from Amoritz, where we have to be concerned that the Amoritz did not take off the proper Trumas and Maisris. And therefore, Chazal said that whenever you buy produce from Amoritz, you have to take off your own Trumas and Maisris. Not going to go through all the halachas of the Mai, but that's the basic halacha. So, but the chiv of the Mai is the Rabbanon. So what was our concern that we're now going to combine the rice and the Rabbanon, but the Mai is the Rabbanon. And this Dov Sheish L'Matirim produce is also the Rabbanon. So we should be able to combine them. Answers the Gemara, the Masla Suyavadai. Theoretically, they could be combined. But if we're going to allow you to combine this, the Demai, with the thing that got mixed in, we may come to combine the Raisa and the Rabbanon, which is not us. So Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, interesting, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman and Rabbi Yosef Engel both come to the same conclusion based on this Gemara. A beautiful vart, a very fundamental vart. Rabbi Chanan asks, why couldn't the Gemara give in a different teretz? What did I say is the concern by the Mai? Why did Chazal say the Mai, when you buy produce from Amoritz, you have to take off your own Trumas and Maisris? Because, as I said, there's a concern that maybe the Amoritz didn't take off the Trumas and Maisris properly. So when I have the Mai, that produce may be Mechuyiv in Maisr Midaraisa. Because if the Amoritz indeed didn't take off the Trumas and Maisris, it's pure Tevel. This produce that got mixed up with the other produce is certainly a Drabonin. So, of course we can't combine it. The Mai may be a Chiv Deraisa. Here, it's certainly not a Chiv Deraisa. So what did Gemara say? Because you may get confused with something which really Deraisa. This may be Deraisa. Says Rabbi Chanan, from here we see that even if Chazal made a rule, because they are concerned and are worried that somebody is going to be over a deraisa, that doesn't make that chiv a deraisa. It remains a drabonim. And therefore the Gemara considers the chiv of the Mai a chiv drabonim, even though the basis for the chiv was a concern for a deraisa. It still stays in the status of a drabonim. Ask the Gemara a different eitzah. V'nechal alay maisa b'pruta machtza. let's bring meiser that's worth a prut and a half. And now, so since the produce that we have is only worth a prut and a half, so I'll use up a prut and a half, and I have a half a prut left over. Says the Gemara, mi savrit pruta machsa tafsa, will that work? Mi savrit pruta machsa tafsa, tafsa shte prutas, loy. It can't work that way. Pruta, the first pruta will be correspond to a pruta value. The chatzi pruta loy tafsa. So the way Rabbi Kiveg explains the Gemara is as follows. He says, what the Gemara means to say is, to bring up front more money than you need, it's not that you could do it and have leftover. If you know up front that you brought too much money, that entire redemption process is not going to work. And therefore, that's not an eitzah. How to have a derisive of the Rabbanon? So you'll be left with produce that's derisive of the Rabbanon. As we said before, a derisive of the Rabbanon limits darfi. Ask the Gemara, fine. I can't bring two separate prutas because I'll have too much left over in a pruta. But ask the Gemara, v'naisi iser. Why don't we bring a bigger coin and have left over? Answers the Gemara, the masla sui prutas. If I allow you to bring a bigger coin and have left over, you may take two prutas, which the Gemara just explained is unacceptable. And as the Rishonim explained, it's not to say that you can never bring two prutas. You could bring two prutas when you're not having this intention. But when you're having this intention, you're not allowed to bring two prutas. The Chazon Ish uses this Gemara to discuss a very relevant shaila. The Chiyuv Ma'aser Sheni still exists today in Eretz Yisrael, obviously. But obviously we don't have the rules of Yerushalayim and eating it, so we're paida, we redeem the Ma'aser Sheni. But most people don't have silver coins. And typically, when the Torah says v'tzarta kesef biyotcha, that that's the way to redeem, you have to bring real silver coin. But you don't have real silver coins. Says the Chazon Ish, from here we see that you don't have to have a silver coin. Because a pruta, we know, is a copper coin. And yet the Gemara is clearly indicating that a pruta can be used to redeem Ma'aser Sheni, so we don't have to have a silver coin. So then the Chazon Ish goes on to say, so maybe we don't even have to use an Eretz Yisrael coin. We could be able to use a bill, a shekel bill, or maybe, because if it's not a silver coin, so we might as well use a shekel bill. He says that far he doesn't want to go. Since in the time of the Gemara, of Chazal, in the time, and going back, they always used a coin, to go that far to allow paper money to be used, that he doesn't want to allow. But he does allow coins that are not made out of silver to be used. So the Braisa said that produce that came into Yerushalayim could become bottled. The Shenichna Shel Yerushalayim V'yotza. Asked the Gemara, V'mai, why are we saying that it could be bottled? Lehed V'nayli, it should be Dovah Shesh L'Matirim, because it could take it right back to Yerushalayim. So the Rishonim make a very important observation. At the beginning of our shir, we said that taking it to Yerushalayim is not considered a davar sheyesh lo matirim. Because nobody expects you to have to schlep it to Yerushalayim. Here the Gemara says, we are expecting you to schlep it to Yerushalayim. So there are two different approaches in the Yerushalayim how to explain this Gemara's kasha. It's a total retraction. Some say indeed the Gemara is retracting. What the Gemara said before, that giving you the opportunity to take Yerushalayim should not be considered a davar sheyesh lo matirim. The Gemara is saying, why not? Take it. Another answer is that we're talking in a situation where it's right outside Yerushalayim. Where is it not considered Dovah Shesh L'Matirim because I could take it to Yerushalayim? I'm living far from Yerushalayim. So say Dovah Shesh L'Matirim, you could take it to Yerushalayim, that's a schlep. But if you're right outside Yerushalayim, you can't call it a schlep. Answers the Gemara, B'shenitfa. It became Tameh, and since it became Tameh, you can't take it back to Yerushalayim and eat it. As I said earlier, Ma'aser Sheni cannot be eaten when it's tummy. Ask the Gemara, v'nifrkei, but we could still redeem it. Dom Rebbe Lozer, minay l'maisa sheni shenitma, how do we know that maisa sheni becomes tummy, shepoid v'naisoy, it's still subject to redemption, even in Yerushalayim, shenema kiloy suchel v'seisoy. In Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to redeem maisa sheni, because Kloy Sucha Seisoi, only Maisa Shene could be eaten, can't be redeemed, tells us the Torah. Ain't Seis, says the Gemara, El Achila. Shenema, V'yisa Masas Meis Panav, the Pasuk speaks about when they took food from Mitzrayim, and it's called Masas. So food, Maisa Shene, that's eat, that's Tomei, that's Tahor, let's go back a drop. Maisa Shene, that's Tor, cannot be eaten, cannot be redeemed once in Yerushalayim. But if it's Tameh, and I can't eat it anyway, even though it's already Yerushalayim, I can be paid it. So why are we saying that it should just be bottled? So I saw a beautiful word from the Sefer Ksava Kabbalah. The Pasuk is saying, Kiloy Suchel Se'esoy, and the Gemara is explaining what does Kiloy Suchel Se'esoy mean? Kiloy Suchel Echla. You can't eat it because it's Tameh. So he asked the obvious question. Why does the Torah use the word se'esai to mean eating? The Torah should use the standard word for eating. We wouldn't need a Gemara to say se'esai means achila, says the Sefer Ksava Kabbalah. The Torah Kedosha is teaching us what is the purpose of a Jew eating. And the Torah is teaching us, you know what a person does when he eats? He takes food, whether it's food that grows from the ground, whether it's meat or chicken or poultry, and he uplifts it by bringing it into his body and making his body stronger that he could do avodas Hashem, that he should have the strength and the vitality to do mitzvahs and learn Torah. Se'esai! You know what a Jew does when he eats? Se'esai! He uplifts the entire Bria for avodas Hashem. Ella, says the Gemara, is referring to a situation b'lekuach b'maisa sheni. It's not it itself a maisa sheni. He brought with maisa different food items that he needs to eat, that he needs to eat in Yerushalayim. Ella b'lekuach b'maisa sheni, asks the Gemara, l'kuach b'maisa sheni nami l'frikei. Food that's brought with maisa sheni can also be redeemed. The Tanan, as the Mishnah teaches us, halakuach b'maisa sheni shenitma yipada. So again, we're back to the question: Why is it bottle? It should be davar shesh l'matirim because it could be redeemed. Answers the Gemara, Reb Yehuda. This Mishnah is following the opinion of Yehuda, the Amar Yakover, that lakuach b'maisa sheni cannot be redeemed. If it becomes tameh, it has to be discarded. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, if we're saying that we're following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore we don't have the opportunity of redeeming it, because lekuach b'maisa sheni becomes tamei, when it becomes tamei, cannot be redeemed, it has to be buried. So why does the Mishnah, why does the Brice have to come up with a complicated case that it left Mayir Yotza? Why does it have to refer to a situation where it left Yerushalayim afilo Yotza Nami? Why don't we say it's referring to a situation that we had Maisa Sheni funds, we bought with those Maisa Sheni funds food, that food became Tamei, and now fell into a mixture, and it's bottle, and it's not considered a Dovah Shesh Lematirim, because we're following the opinion of Yehuda that says that this cannot be redeemed. Why did I have to add another step that I left Yerushalayim? As the Gemara, El Olam B'Torah, we're referring to a situation of the Meiser, or even Lekuch B'Meiser, but we're not following Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Or Mayotza, what does the Brisa mean that it left? It didn't actually leave the Nofel Mechitzis, that the walls of Yerushalayim fell down. And the halacha is that once Meiser is brought to Yerushalayim, it can never leave Yerushalayim. So now I don't have an option, I have to eat it. So now, since I know have the option of eating it, because the walls are down, the walls collapsed, so there the halach is that I have nothing to do with it. It's not tamei, I can't be paid it, because it was once in Yerushalayim, and I can't eat it, because the walls of Yerushalayim are no longer standing, so therefore, it's not a davar shesh l'matirim, and it becomes bot. 2 points. One is that Taisva says that to be considered the walls of Yerushalayim collapsed doesn't mean that there's a breach in the wall. It has to be, as it is unfortunately, that most of the walls collapsed. Furthermore, the Aruch Lener says, where is there a halacha that if the walls of Yerushalayim collapse, that I bring food, I bring my Shashayim to Yerushalayim, and then the walls collapse, I can't eat that anymore, is only in the time of the Churban, or right before the Churban, where I brought the food to my Shashayim to Yerushalayim, where the walls were standing, and then the walls collapsed, so becomes disqualified to eat. He says, according to the Rambam, and it seems that maybe everybody would agree to this, that if something was brought to Yerushalayim in a time where the walls were no longer standing, that Maaser Sheni could be eaten. Elayim and Batar. On my Yotza, says the Gemara, the Nafal Mechitzes. The walls collapsed. Ask the Gemara, V'Amar Rava, Mechitza Lechol, the Raisa. The Torah says, when the Torah speaks about walls, it's only regarding the obligation to eat it. But when we said the obligation that the Isser, that you can no longer redeem food once it came to Yerushalayim, Mechitza Likloit, that it can no longer be redeemed, the Rabbanon. The Chi goes to Rabbanon, and where did the Rabbanon say you can't redeem Maisa Sheni that was brought to Yerushalayim, Kilas L'Mechitzas? As long as the Mechitzas are standing, you can't be paid that Maisa Sheni. However, in a situation where you brought the Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim, and then Rachman Tzlan, unfortunately, the walls collapsed, that Maaser Sheni could still be redeemed. Ki lesson lemechitzes legozu rabbanon. So why, if the pshat in the braisa is that the walls collapsed, can't you be paidit? That whole din is of the rabbanon. Answers the Gemara, like plug rabbanon. Rabbanon didn't differentiate ben islam mechitzes. By less lamechitzas, whether the walls are standing or not standing, the Rabbanon said that any meiser that's brought to Yerushalayim, as long as the walls were standing, is never going to be subject to redemption. And therefore, let's just review our braisa. So this meiser sheni that was brought to Yerushalayim when the walls were standing, and now the walls collapsed, are not subject to redemption. And therefore, when it falls into a mixture, it's not a davar shesh lamatirim. Eat it, I can't eat it, because the walls aren't standing. Being paided, I can't be paided, because of din derabbanan. There is no other option. There is no davar shesh lamatirim. And therefore, if it's in a 60-to-1 ratio, it will become bottled. Rav Huna by Yehuda Amar, Rav Sheish is chaduk tani. The way to understand the braisa, it's referring to one situation. What does that mean? Maaser Sheni Shem B'Sheva Pruta Shenichnas Yerushalayim. It's referring to Maaser Sheni that doesn't have a value of Pruta, and it came into Yerushalayim V'Yotza. Ask the Gemara, and a lot of this Gemara is going to be a repetition. Ask the Gemara, Mai V'Neheda V'Nailei V'Nichlei. Let's take it back in. Answers the Gemara, the Nafal Mechitzas. It's referring to a situation where I don't have the option of taking it back in, because by now the walls have collapsed. Ask the Gemara the same question. That once food was brought to Yerushalayim, it has to be eaten. That then is the raisa. However, the mechitza likloit, that the food is no longer subject to pidyon, is only din the rabbanon. V'chi gozu rabbanon, ki esn lemechitzas. Chazal only made that rule while the mechitzas are standing. Ki lesn lemechitzas, legozu rabbanon. And therefore, since the mechitzas are no longer standing, ask the Gemara again, why can't we redeem it? Answers the Gemara, like Prog Rabbanon. Chazal didn't differentiate. If it came into Yerushalayim, it cannot be redeemed, and therefore it's not a Dovah Shesh Lamatirim. And now, what the Gemara is saying, is we're not relying on Chizki anymore. We're saying that this is one situation of food that was brought into Yerushalayim that is no longer able, and then the walls collapsed, and this food can never be redeemed, and therefore it's not a davar shesh lamatirim, and therefore it's bottled. Ask the Gemara if that's the way we're going to understand. My area ain't by shava pruta. If that's the point of the braisa, so what's the difference if the mice is a shava pruta? I feel yesh boy. Or it's not if it has a pruta value or not. The point is, as we're learning, that since it came into Yerushalayim, it can never be Nifta, can never be redeemed, and therefore it's not a davar shesh lamatirim, and it can't be eaten either, obviously, if the walls fall down. So why do we have to have the braisa speak specifically about a case shem b'sheva pruta? Afir yesh by nami, answers the Gemara, lemme b'yikama. The braisa is teaching us the following chiddush. Lemme b'yesh ba. The kolten lay, Certainly in a situation where the food, the Ma'aser Sheni that was brought to Yerushalayim, has a Shava Pruta. That once it comes into the walls of Yerushalayim, they become to a certain status that they can never be redeemed. The Kolten Le'Mechitzes. Avel Aimba. So we have so many different things going on here, explained the Gemara. Number one, it's Ma'aser Sheni that's Aimba Shava Pruta. And as we began today's shiur, Ma'aser Sheni She'Aimba Shava Pruta may not have a Chiv Deraisa. Number two, the entire din, that cult and mechitzis, that once they're in the mechitzis, they can never be redeemed, is also a din drabonim. So maybe when you have all of these factors coming together, such a Ma'aser Sheni can be redeemed, emor lo cult lo mechitzis, and they can be redeemed, teaches us the Braisa, that this rule, that once something is brought into the walls of Yerushalayim, it can never be redeemed, it's such a strong rule, Kamash Malon, that you can never redeem it, and that's why it's not a Dovah Sheish Lamatir. Tanabon. The Braisa says, the Pasuk says regarding Ma'aser Sheni, Im Gol Yigol Ish Mimaisroi. Mimaisroi, V'loi Kamaisroi. Prat L'Ma'aser Sheni, Shem B'Shev Pruta. Oh, if a Ma'aser Sheni is not worth a Pruta, there is no Chiv to redeem it. Itma, Rav Ami Omer, Ein Boy. That if it doesn't have the value of a pruta, then it's not subject to pidyon. Rav Asi Omer, Ein B'chamshay. Rav Asi says even a bigger chiddush. As I said at the beginning of the shiur, this is going to be the primary subject of tomorrow's shiur. The halacha is, if you own Ma'aser Sheni, and you redeem that Ma'aser Sheni, you have to add a chaymish. Says Rav Asi, how much Ma'aser Sheni is subject to the rule of redemption that it has to be redeemed? That it's so much Ma'aser Sheni that it would produce a chaymish, that a chaymish of that Ma'aser Sheni would produce a pruta worth, which means, to say it in one word, four pruta worth of Ma'aser Sheni. If you have four pruta worth of Ma'aser Sheni, then you're going to have a chaymish which is equal to pruta. Only then is there a din of pidyon. And Gemara says we have the similar machlokes. Rav Yochanan Amar Ein Boy, that the Ma'aser Sheni itself doesn't have a shav pruta. Rish Lakish Amar Ein B'chayshay. Ask the Gemara Ma'isvei. The Brisa says Ma'isvei Shein B'shav pruta. Dayoy. If the Ma'aser Sheni doesn't have a shav pruta, we could follow Chizki's approach, and if I have a coin that already is used, I could take the leftover for this little produce. Says the Gemara, according to the man d'amar that says that even if the chaymish is not worth a pruta, we could understand what the Brice means with the word dayoy. Dafagav the bidei ispeh, that even though the Ma'aser itself has the value of a pruta, kiven the leka, the chumsha leka, if the chaymish doesn't have it, it's ready enough that you could do Chizkiah's system. Elamandam aimboy, my dayoy. How do I understand the word dayoy? What does it have to say? Dayoy. It could have just said, you take it and it's chaymish, and applied it on the coin that you already previously used. By the Braisa, says the Gemara, using the word dayoy, it's clearly coming to teach us that even if the Ma'aser Sheni has the value of a pruta, but the chaymish doesn't have the value of a pruta, there it's not mechuyiv pidyon midaraisa, and we could use Chizkiah's system. How are you doing?